In CI News this week, a man who contemplated ending his own life after being misdiagnosed with a terminal illness warns against legalizing assisted suicide. The health secretary is urged to outlaw cross-sex hormones for gender-confused children. And couples have revealed they had abortions after their unborn children were misdiagnosed with illnesses. Hello, and welcome to CI News on the 7th of February. I'm Rhys Curnow. A man who was misdiagnosed as terminally ill has warned that he could have undergone assisted suicide under Kim Leadbeater MP's proposals. When Peter Sefton-Williams was told he might have just 6 months to live from motor neurone disease, he planned to visit Dignitas or commit suicide himself. The retired journalist did not go through with it, and later discovered he actually had a treatable autoimmune disease instead. Speaking to GB News, the 71-year-old warned that other misdiagnosed patients could easily be killed under the Terminally Ill Adults End of Life Bill.
I think MPs who are voting for this bill, they'll have to do it with their eyes wide open to the fact that mistakes will be made and people will die needlessly. Mm. And I could have opted for that course, and people would have said how brave I was. And I wish to die with dignity and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
But in fact, the truth is, I hope to have many more years left in me yet.
The health secretary has been threatened with legal action if he does not ban cross-sex hormones for gender-confused children. Sinclair's Law, which is representing detransitioner Kira Bell and two parents of gender-confused young people, asked Wes Streeting to follow up the existing ban on puberty blockers by outlawing the sex swap drugs. Still available from the NHS and private providers, Bell warned that the hormones warp your being and, particularly for women, cause irreversible effects, changing your physical and social state forever. Paul Conrath, senior consultant solicitor at Sinclair's Law, said it was surprising the drugs were still legal, given the unscrupulous and harmful practices of unregulated overseas gender clinics. This harmful trade continues unashamed and emboldened at the failure of the government to protect vulnerable children. Two couples have revealed they had abortions after doctors misdiagnosed their babies with disabilities. Both sets of parents were advised to abort their child after being told their babies were suffering and that abortion was a compassionate response. Carly Wesson and her partner were told their daughter would have Patau syndrome, a condition where around 1 in 9 babies born alive survive to their first birthday. They told the BBC that doctors pushed them towards abortion.
It was shepherded towards that. I mean, there was no other options.
It's just an awful, impossible situation, yeah.
Weeks after the abortion, they returned to hospital for what they thought was a routine follow-up meeting with a consultant.
The first thing she said was, I've got something to tell you, your results have changed. And I was like, you're going to tell me that my daughter was completely healthy.
Another couple being cared for by the same NHS trust felt rushed into an abortion after their child was misdiagnosed with an inherited condition. While waiting for test results, they received a call saying they had just 24 hours to make a decision. The family agreed to the abortion, believing their child would die soon after birth. But a post-mortem revealed the baby did not have the condition. Institute Director Kieran Kelly said this is another tragic reminder that in addition to the very real risk of miscarriage from prenatal testing procedures, the results are prone to error. Wanted or unwanted, disabled or not, every unborn child is created in the image of God and deserving of life. Christians need to keep praying for a society that values every human life. It comes as the number of abortions in Northern Ireland rose by a shocking 29% from 2023 to 2024. There has been a year-on-year increase since the law was liberalised in 2020. And finally, campaigners are hoping for gambling industry changes after Sky Betting and Gaming was found guilty of targeting a suicidal gambler. The High Court ruled that the betting firm unlawfully profiled the man, known as Sam, and bombarded him with marketing when he was heavily in debt and suicidal. Sam explained that it made him gamble more, gamble when I didn't want to, and prevented me when I wanted to stop gambling. Charles Ritchie, who is the co-founder of charity Gambling with Lives, criticised firms for using data to target gamblers instead of helping them. Gambling companies have been preying on people for many years in this way. We know data tracking is widespread across the industry. The regulator needs to step in to ensure it is used legally and focused on preventing harm. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.